Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Back into the baseball talk as we welcome in Steve Phillips, former Major League Baseball general manager and co-host of the Leadoff Spot on MLB Network Radio, which gets underway in about a half hour's time from now. Only listen to them in the breaks, right, of our show. Steve, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you guys.
All right. So last night, just an unbelievable comeback by the Yankees. And you have Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez who have had their struggles at times during the series of breaking out and really carrying the way. You've seen a lot of young, impressive players. What can you say about Sanchez and Judge last night in that situation?
I mean, you think about the Yankees both now and moving forward. These guys are making $500,000, right? And when you talk about the huge payroll the Yankees have had, I mean, they have right now the number three, number four hitter for the next 10 years. Throw in Greg Bird, and they've got their five hitter. You throw in Severino, they've got an ace. And what these guys did yesterday, coming up huge in a situation. I mean, Aaron Judge is remarkable to me. I played 7 years of minor league baseball and had my fair share of strikeouts as a hitter. And every time I struck out, I felt the pain of that strikeout and the other 50 ones before it. So when you walk back to the dugout, that sort of weight feels so big on you. Aaron Judge never feels affected by anything. He always has a smile on his face. He never attaches one at bat to the next. The adjustment he made going down, reaching on a ball, the double I thought was amazing too, where he went out, got a ball on the outside corner, kind of ripped it into the left field. And then Gary Sanchez, the sac fly he got in the seventh inning, staying inside the baseball, driving it to kind of right center field, was critical because then in the eighth on a 2-0 count, he got a fastball, and with Didi Gregorius running, and it may have very well been a hit and run, but he stayed inside it, drove the ball to right field for the double to drive in the go-ahead runs, and pretty remarkable day. 2-2 in that series right now, and tough for the Astros considering that this kind of deja vu all over again for them going back 2015 in their series against Kansas City Royals.
Steve, Sanchez had been struggling, didn't have a hit in the ALCS up to that point. Do you think the fact that Didi was on the move helped him go the opposite way?
I think it helped. I do. I think the sac fly was a big at bat. He hit the ball real well, lined it to right field. I think Jurecki made the play on it. And the run that ended up scoring on the Didi Gregorius triple that came before that. But I do think that a lot of times with the runner moving and a hit and run play, the idea is hit the ball hard, usually on the ground, but hit the ball hard, the other way, stay inside the baseball. When teams are busting you hard inside and then throwing the breaking ball away, it's hard to stay inside the ball because you're cheating on that inside pitch, hoping to get there. And then when they throw it away, you tend to be pulling off the ball. It looked to me like the sac fly got him back into that approach. For most hitters, the better approach is when they're locked into the opposite left center, right center field. Hit it over the shortstop's head, hit it over the second baseman's head, play to the middle of field, and don't pull off the ball. Easier said than done, But certainly the runner moving on the play probably played into it for Sanchez as well.
Gio and Jones and Steve Phillips of MLB Network Radio on CBS Sports Radio. What'd you make of Hinch's decision to take McCullers out when he did?
You know, I didn't mind it. Now, it's funny because, you know, you watch the post game on FS1, and those guys are crushing it, right? Keith Hernandez is saying, why would you take him out right there? He's dealing. I thought that in the sixth inning, I thought that McCullers looked a little anxious on the mound. It looked to me like he was gasping for his last breaths of air to be able to kind of get through it. And then he went back out in the seventh, gave up the home run. I was okay. I know it was only 81 pitches, but when you look back at the season, you know, he had thrown, I think, 83 pitches on September 30th or on September 24th. And prior to that, you remember, he had been out with shoulder elbow issues. He had only made 3 starts since July 30th. So he hadn't been stretched out at any point since September 30th, where I think he might have had 74 pitches. But, you know, so I kind of thought he was right at that point. When you give up the home run there, I honestly didn't have a problem with taking him out. Figuring that, look, the bullpen, Davinsky's been their go-to guy for most of the season. I didn't have a big issue. MLB Network didn't mind it, and the FS1 guys crushed it. I was more toward the MLB Network guys, and I was not killing that move at all because I thought he was probably at his end.
What was your assessment of Sonny Gray? He hadn't gotten a ton of run support since he came over to the Yankees. Didn't get any last night either. Once he was out of the ball game, they started hitting. So how'd you think he did? I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, talking about no run support. I think Sonny Gray in his last 21-plus innings of postseason play has not got a single run of run support. And I was surprised that Sonny Gray was as effective as he was. I was worried about him in the start. I've not liked what I've seen since he's come over to the Yankees. He doesn't have real put-away stuff. Now, he's got a good curveball, but it's not a McCullers curveball, so that kind of stood out a little bit too. But I thought that he did as fine a job as I would have expected there. I thought that they probably waited one batter too long for the catcher's interference to get him out of there. I would have gotten him out after the walk in that inning and gone to the pen a bit earlier. I didn't love after the catcher's interference and after one ball to Altuve, you're kind of bringing in Robertson in a tough situation there. So, I thought that Gray was as good as could have been expected in that situation, and his buddies picked him up in the seventh and eighth inning.
I know it feels like the Yankees are unstoppable right now after the last couple of games and seeing what happened last night, but the Astros still have Keuchel today, and then game 6 at home, they've got Verlander, and that's really what this series is going to come down to. Is momentum, is the age-old cliche a part of this with the momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher? Do you believe that the Yankees really have seized control of this series?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in New York with the fans, the way the Yankees are playing at Yankee Stadium in the postseason, are they 6-0? They've won 8-2 of the last couple of games at home. It feels like it's in their favor, but the Astros still have home field advantage. And, oh, by the way, they have, you know, Keuchel and Verlander, both of whom won games 1 and 2 in this series. So, you know, the Astros have to feel pretty good about their chances still. That being said, if the Yankees can find a way to win this game tonight, I think the pressure is tremendous on the Astros at that point, even going back home, considering that it feels like a landslide starting to come against them. The Tanaka-Keuchel matchup is a good one. You know, there's some part of when you play a pitcher who just recently shut you down where there's some advantage to the hitters because you know what the pitcher is going to do. He's going to approach you exactly the same way he did the last time when he shut you down. Why wouldn't he? But to that point, the hitters for the Yankees kind of know the game plan. They know what the sequence of pitches are going to look like. They know how they're going to be approached by the opposition. And I think there's some advantage in that for the hitters. So, look, I think the advantage still is in the hands of the Astros, but I think the Yankees are going to win the series.
So what would be your approach? You know what's coming, and the guy doesn't – he's not a flamethrower, and I'm speaking about Keuchel here, not a flamethrower. What's your approach now going in?
Well, I think for Keuchel, you've got to make him get the ball up. I mean, he's that sinker ball guy. He wants to keep everything at the knees and below. I think the strike zone will be really interesting, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Jerry Neal is going to be the home plate umpire in Game 5, which, quite honestly, isn't the best thing for this game. The one thing about Jerry Beals, and something to keep an eye on in the game, he's one of the shorter umpires, and where he's always seemed to have difficulty is on the pitch down and away, because with bigger catchers, he doesn't see that corner. He doesn't see over them the way that he stands behind the catcher. And he's also had a tough series so far. He's the guy that made the call at third base on Brett Gardner, where initially he called him safe, and then he was overruled and they called him out. He was the guy yesterday at first base that called Aaron Judge out on that the double play where he had gone to second, and then he got overruled on it. Now, it turned out that Judge didn't touch second base on his way back, but Meals twice has had calls in this series on the bases that have been overruled. And you know, and so that's going to be a real interesting aspect of this game tonight, is how he plays into it. But for the Yankees, you've got to make Dallas Keuchel get the ball up. You've got anything at the knees, you almost face him like he's a knuckleball pitcher, because with the philosophy with a knuckleball pitcher is when it's high, let it fly; when it's low, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of with Keuchel what you have to do, because if it's starting at the knees, it will be a pitch below the knees when it gets there, whether it's his breaking ball or his fastball. And so I think they have to have a level of patience on the pitch down.
Over 200 at bats versus Keuchel and no home runs. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so they're going to hit four tonight.
Oh, I hope you're right.
This has been such an unpredictable postseason. And it's been one of the best postseasons I've ever seen. I mean, there's so many storylines, so many great individual performances. You know, the momentum shifts. And things going in a different direction. Yu Darvish squaring around and being allowed to hit in the sixth inning with the bases loaded and drawing a walk, a four-pitch walk, the first pitcher ever to get a four-pitch walk with the bases loaded in the postseason. So a lot of weird things going on.
Cubs, do the Cubs have a miracle left in them, or you think that this one's just a matter of time?
Well, if there's anybody that can do it, it'll be the Cubs. Joe Madden will have a magician come out and wave his magic wand over the bats, and they'll all of a sudden start to hit. But I think the Dodgers, who had lost 20 of 25, right, and had not been playing well at the end of the season, they've not lost a postseason game. They look so good right now. Alex Wood on the mound today, and the Cubs' offense has just been lacking. So I think certainly I would pick the Dodgers to if they don't win it today, they'll win it in Game 5.
Do you think that a Dodgers-Yankees World Series could actually outrate what we saw last year in the World Series with the Cubs and the Indians?
Boy, I really do think it could. I mean, you're talking about two of the biggest media markets. Certainly, a big part of the factor there, the Cleveland part of that equation last year is probably the reason why, just because of the size of the market. I think I think the Yankees-Dodgers World Series would outrate what the Cubs did, even though it was, a historic turn of events and finally breaking a curse. I do. I think the Dodgers baby bombers and what they would bring into the mix with this Dodgers team that, was baseball's best record all season long could certainly outrate that.
And the history element of this would just be incredible, even for young baseball fans to think about what that matchup Dodgers-Yankees would mean. It's still a ways to go. One more thing before we let you go. Isn't it comical now to think about that Joe Girardi was rumored to possibly be fired after that Friday night game against the Indians to where we sit now with the Yankees winning back-to-back games in the ALCS and seemingly in control?
Right. I mean, the fans' reaction was, profound, to say the least. They booed him before Game 3 back at Yankee Stadium. He had to warn his wife and kids that, to be prepared for the way he's going to get treated. I kind of looked at it all along, saying, listen, if you don't want him, I'll take him. He is an outstanding manager. He can manage young guys. He can manage old guys. He can manage that blend of teams. He can manage the rebuilding team, the championship caliber team. He handles the media well. He cares. He has passion. He respects his players, and they respect him. Look, the only reason Joe Girardi won't be managing next year is if he chooses not to. The only reason he's not managing the Yankees is if he decides he wants to spend some time with his family and just walk away. But why would you not want to manage the Yankees for the future? I mean, with all these young studs and the top three farm system, if he doesn't want it, I'll take it. I mean, that's a managing job I think everybody in baseball would want. And everybody would want Girardi to be their manager if the Yankees don't want him.
I want those 404 home runs you said they're going to hit tonight. So
yeah, right.
That's the word with the bark on it.
You'll see. I mean, it's a peculiar postseason. It may very well happen.
Steve Phillips of the Leadoff Spot on MLB Network Radio does an outstanding job. Steve, thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.